And Mike is joining us. Mike is the, would it be fair to say maybe the most vivid dreamer of the group?
Oh, I had a really intense dream this morning.
See, it's like every night you have these vivid, intense dreams.
Naps, like, I start to dream. Do you guys do this? I don't know if this is uncommon or not. When you start to fall asleep, like your thoughts start to get real abstract and you're like, whoa. I was just starting to fall asleep, and like it just your mind just goes on a weird tangent. And you kind of catch yourself.
Does that I have a lot of work dreams, and there's a twilight between asleep and awake, where my sentences I'll talk, and then I'll talk myself into sleep, and I'll be like, yeah, tomorrow on the show we're gonna get some bras to put them on because some of the people don't want to put me inside of the gigantic coffee machine. Don't turn me into coffee. Please don't turn my body and blood into coffee. Justin, wake up. Like, oh, sorry.
Well, what was this morning, Mike?
This morning, I was in my parents' backyard. It was a beautiful day. And all of a sudden, a magic carpet made from like a weird puffy comforter starts floating above me, about 30 feet above me. And I'm like, wow, magic carpets are real? And there was a bunch of Persian guys on top of it. And my friend was with me. And he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, you think they're mythological, but they're real. They're real, and the guys just floated by their magic carpet.
And that was it.
But it was
so vivid.
But it was so real. And that was right before I woke up this morning and came to work here. But over the weekend, I had one that was far more traumatizing involving Josh Spiegel. So traumatizing that I actually texted to check on him upon waking to make sure that my dream wasn't in any way prophetic.
Like a premonition?
Yeah.
You better apologize to his ass when you wake up with a dream like this.
Well, go ahead. I guess you might as well just set the scene. Tell us what
it was.
It
was all of us, like, hanging out, and all of a sudden, things turn dark, and Spiegel pulls out a firearm, a revolver.
What do you mean, things turn dark? Just the mood of the room?
I'm not exactly sure how the conversation skewed or what precipitated this, but all of a sudden Spiegel got upset.
I don't want you to win a fourth Murrow. Yeah, I said it, Josh. Then the lights dim. Someone blows out a candle that you can't see. The air gets cold.
So he pulls out this revolver, and it's not like a big revolver. I'm not sure what caliber it was in my dream. It almost looks like a toy. And he kind of puts it towards his head. We're like, no, no,
whoa,
no,
whoa. Hey, whoa, I was just kidding. I hope you win 5, 6, 7 Murrows, Josh.
What the hell are you dreaming, man?
And he puts it back down again. We're like, okay, all right.
Does anyone try to take it from him?
Oh. It was so quick that no one could even get to him at this point. And then, just as we're all calming down, he puts it back to his head and pulls the trigger.
And
he's still alive.
He shot himself in the head?
God, let's get to the hospital.
But he shot himself?
Yeah, he shot himself. And it like just went into the head and didn't go out.
Was there the damage done of something like that? Or did it just pass clean through?
Yeah, there was like a bullet hole, but like it wasn't anything graphic.
Like a black smoke pours out of his head.
Right, yeah. There was gun smoke, a little bit of blood.
What if it was just marshmallow fluff that came pouring out of him? Or like a nice raspberry preserves.
But I'm like, Spiegel, get in the car. Let's get to the hospital. You're like, no, I'm driving. I'm not letting you drive. So
he wants to drive?
And he runs to the car.
Yeah, I don't like other people driving.
He runs to his own car and drives to the hospital, and then I woke up and texted Spiegel.
What did you text him?
I'm like, I had a dream about you last night.
Whoa.
That you tried to kill yourself.
And Josh, do you remember getting this text?
I do remember, and I wasn't really fazed at all. It's, it didn't really disturb me. It sounded like something Mike would dream, because he probably wishes I were dead.
That's the subconscious talking to you right there, bud.
No, I did wonder about the symbology there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe the gun symbolizes something. Maybe it's not me.
No, it's Mike's freaking. You're in your weird dreams, dude.
Yeah, man, your brain, the mash is going bad. Yeah, I wouldn't run any liquor through that.
I tried to dissect it, but I couldn't really come up with anything obvious. Maybe a listener can figure it out. I don't know, but initially I just took it at face value. That's why I'm like, I got to text Spiegel to make sure he's okay. Make sure he's not thinking of doing something stupid.
You insult me in your dreams. You better wake the f*** up and apologize. For years, I've had a recurring dream where I'm late for a Rush concert, says Matt Kittredge. And the concert is as a high school football field. No matter what I do, how hard I try, I can never make it to the show.
Ooh, I don't get to hear Tom Sawyer.
What happens the one time in his dream when he does make it to the show?
A modern day warrior. Close his head, dream.
I've had dreams where I'm here and I open my mouth and no words come out.
I had a dream where I was laying in bed next to the cast of Sanford and Son. We were just all in bed together, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in the very beginning when the whole family's in bed, except it's everybody from Sanford and Son.
Yeah, and recently I had another dream about the show where we were all about to shoot a porno.
Whoa.
And we're trying to figure out who's going to be the one that actually participates with the porn actress that was there. That person ended up being Scott.
Hell yeah.
All right, congratulations.
And we all stood around and watched him perform.
How'd I do?
It was pretty rough.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What?
I mean, it wasn't very...
not good or rough as in, like, rough?
I mean, here's a Livewire exclusive.
Is this rough
as in a bad performance or rough as in a rough performance?
Go to Livewire.
Rough as in aggressive.
Oh, what?
What are you about to
do? She was like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you were, like, over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was kind of the...
So what made it rough?
Oh, that's pretty standard operating.
What made it rough?
The way you're moving.
Show me how I was moving.
It's like, you know, in the movies.
Look
like,
away, Josh.
For whatever reason, sex scenes in movies are really like the
beautiful,
aggressive. Where it's like these weird, like uncontrolled, like oh, ah. And it was kind of like that.
Keep going. Show me how I was rough.
Where there's like no rhythm. It's just like this animalistic,
it was just like animalistic thrusting over and over.
Like, like when a dog like can't control himself. You can tell like, it's just muscle memory.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, that was the gist of that.
Was she enjoying it?
It was hard to say.
Turned like around dream. And she had a beard. Yeah. And it was me the entire time.
Have you ever had a dream about us? Mike had a dream about Spiegel the other night. It was a very alarming dream. And now we're just asking if you have dreamt about us. 410-338-1098.
James says, I had a dream that Justin was doing a guest appearance on my podcast. And we were at a bar having shots of Jameson, talking about hot Asian women. James, let's make that a reality.
Is there anyone who doesn't have a podcast?
Nope, everyone does. Pretty much. As long as you can talk into an iPhone and upload it to YouTube, you're a broadcaster. I used to have to work to have people hear you. There's another one I heard here. Jasmine said, I once had a dream that I was an intern at your office. And you guys yelled at me for being on the phone. But the phone was actually a TI-85 calculator.
Getting any on texts. Phone lines are packed.
I had a dream that I ordered a pizza. Justin, you showed up and said my pizza came with a massage and free cuddles. Yeah. Still trying to figure out that Sanford and Son dream. I mean, there was a lot of them in there. Let's go to the phones. 410-338-1098. Johnny in Fells Point had a dream about who, Johnny?
I had a dream about Mike, man. I don't know if it's listening to the Anderson Agenda too much or, I don't know, maybe it's the alcohol that I've been consuming overly. But he was basically decapitating me in space.
Oh my God.
While the Androgen Agenda played in the background. I mean, I had nightmares for weeks.
That's amazing.
The Anderson Agenda.
Dying times here, bitch.
Not a part of my agenda.
That is not
a part of my agenda.
Yeah, Mike has a strictly no decapitation policy on the Anderson agenda. That is weird. Oh, wow. Here's one about Speaks. Let's go to Z. Z in Harford County. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you fellas today?
How are you doing, my love?
I love you, too. Listen, I had a dream. Craziest thing. It was Spiegel. And Tara Siragusa.
Who?
The
Goose. Who? What was his name?
Oh, Tony Tara Siragusa. Siragusa.
Tony,
yes,
Siragusa. Okay.
Yeah. And we were out having dinner, and then we went back to my place, and then things got rather interesting. I can't say it on air.
Oh, come on. Well, what's the point of calling in?
I already tried to give my other name, but I wasn't allowed to. So, but it got rather interesting in the dream between the three of us.
You had a three-way with Spiegel and Tony Siragusa.
Yes.
Disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Listen, me and the Goose, we've hung out a couple of times, so I know him. But, I mean, why Josh was in the dream, I don't understand.
Oh, it's so, it's so hard to comprehend why I would be in a sex dream.
Because you needed a real man to drop the bottom out of it.
I'm so hideous.
Did they satisfy you?
Josh. Obviously, Josh was the real man. Awesome. Actually, he was the real man
there
in the dream.
You satisfied all your needs in the dream?
Yes, he did.
did you reach orgasm in the dream?
I'm not going to give that away.
But let me say this.
I did wake up from the dream and something took place.
Oh, God. Oh, you had a wet dream. Oh, you. You're my hero.
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, God. Oh, putting her on hold, Mike.
Well, give her something.
Wow.
Give her my phone number.
Okay. You can have my card. Yes, give her. Ugh. Gotta change the linen.
Wow.
That was everything I needed it to be. Let's go to... Let's see what we got here. Ooh, Caitlin. Caitlin on line four. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, so I had a dream about Justin and I.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a Metallica concert.
Okay, and?
And after the Metallica concert, Justin said, hey, why don't you come on back to my place? And I said, oh, okay. And, well, one thing led to another, and...
I said, hey, you like awful kids?
No, you didn't have kids at that time.
And what happened?
it's too explicit for radio.
Listen to her giggle. Listen to the giggling.
Yeah.
You guys did it in your dream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freebird.
Really?
Sounds like he was good.
Was I decent?
Oh, he was excellent.
Listen to the giggle.
That definitely was a dream then.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of apologies that comes with my lovemaking. I'm sorry. All right. Let's go to... Mike, who do I go to now? Man, there's a lot of people dreaming about me. let's see here. Okay, here we go. This is weird because...
I feel a little left out.
I don't have one of these. Let's go to Cody in Westminster. Cody, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I had a little dream. This was actually a few nights ago about Justin. A few months ago, I believe it was, you guys had a talk about a girl that had a dog that mauled her apart.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd. So my dream started off with you had a dog, Justin.
Long time ago, yeah.
Had kind of gotten a hold of me somehow. I don't know where I was.
Oh, God.
It was kind of odd. As my family sat there and watched Justin's dog maul me apart while everybody sat and ate popcorn. It was kind of odd.
I know what you're saying. What?
Yeah, this is a weird one, man. I was going to ask you, how was I? But it just sounds like a dog that I don't own tore you apart while your family ate Orville Redenbacher. Next call. Let's go to Chris in Nashville, all the way from Nashville, country music headquarters. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, baby.
Hi, buddy.
All right, so, I've been trying to, get into y'all's prom. Payday hit kind of late, and I was telling Mike about that yesterday, but last night I had a weird dream that I was at the prom, and all five of us, including my girlfriend, we took, one of the prom pictures together, where we're holding each other by the waist, the blatant stare, and it was just really funny, and then, y'all actually helped me ask my girlfriend to marry me. It was actually pretty funny.
Sounds like a nightmare.
I don't remember the question, but it was a game show kind of thing. And you were like, answer this question. Would you marry him? It's like, yeah. And then I did it. It was pretty cool. It was actually a pretty cool dream.
Thank you, man.
This is dream.
God.
This
sounded cool.
It didn't sound cool.
Yeah, boy, it's a lot of these people, I think.
Ever since the woman had messed her sheets, we're kind of,
man,
it's hard to top that.
Should have ended with that. Boy, I got one where a guy was, I was his uncle. Well, Kim in Poolsville. Apparently we did something. Kim in Poolsville, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Good. 410-338-1098 if you've ever had a dream about us. What was your dream?
Dripping.
Well, I dreamt that Justin started kissing me, and then he stopped.
Oh, is my breath was terrible?
Why did he stop?
No, I don't know. I don't know, but
you wanted him to keep
I was
going.
Really disappointed.
Yeah,
I wanted him to keep going.
Mm. So in your dream, you thought you and Justin were about to have sex, but...
Yes. Yeah.
So he stopped, and then what happened?
I don't remember.
She placed
Isn't
one Mentos.
Terrible? But it was very... Like, I remember his lips on my lips. Like, it was very clear.
Gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was his breath? Because normally it's pretty bad.
No. It's not good.
It was good. It was okay. I was happy to be kissing him, so it must have been good.
Did you get any other sensations in your body while he was kissing you?
Not in my dream, but when I woke up, yeah, I did.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, when I woke up, I did. Well, I'm, like, totally infatuated with Justin.
Really?
Wow, really?
So when you woke up, you were, like, hot and bothered?
Yeah, I was. So I was very hot and bothered.
Did you need to take care of yourself?
Yes.
Wow!
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I needed to take care of myself, and I did take care of myself.
Wow!
All right, this is a banner day. A banner day! Mike dreams about Josh placing a revolver to his head, and I gave Kim... halitosis breath smooches, and she had to touch herself.
Nobody dreamt about me. I feel a little left out. Nobody had one dream about me. It's all right. I won't go home and think about that all day.
All day long.